Thank you, Primo.
Love you.
Love you too. Om Shisat Jay Mahaprabhu Ki Jay, Paramatma Ki Jay, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jay, Satya Sangha Ki Jay. So I was looking at the gallery. You all look like a bunch of doctors coming in and looking over a body to see how it's doing and stop it, please. I saw a couple people in a little bit of a meditation. I don't know if it's a little bit or not. I shouldn't measure it. But I appreciate every one of you. I appreciate all of your good energy. I felt it right away. And as a matter of fact, it's done really good work. We're not over the hill. I don't know when we will be. It's a slow process. But the day that Adhikari sent out the notice and she asked for my approval and I said yes, and we talked about it a little bit, thought it was good time to go ahead and ask you about this. I'm going to talk about this for 2 minutes and then it's going to be done. This has been going on almost 3 months now, and it's extremely painful. I don't want to hear anything else about it from any of you. I don't want to hear any of your diagnoses. I don't want to hear anything, period. Period. I appreciate deeply your kind, heartful, healing attention on my body. So if you will keep it there and stop worrying, what is there to worry about? And why would you? I'm not worried. Why would you worry? And worrying, as I have said, probably every satsang for the last 30 years. In this case, particularly when you're offering someone this very clean and clear energy that you have for their well-being, it kind of puts a layer of dust on it. And it kind of sticks you in a way of being attached to the way you think about it. I don't think about it hardly at all. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened. It doesn't matter. What matters is we're moving through it. So I felt, and your prayers were having effect immediately. Immediately. It took, I had a very, very hard day, and then Adi sent this out. I mean, a very hard day, extremely excruciating day, morning anyhow. Adi sent out the letter that evening, and I've never had a day like that again. So it's vast improvement because of your heartful kindness and sending your prayers and healing energies over. So that's what I want to say. Any worry about it? It becomes sticky and it doesn't do any good. I want to say thank you to Shakti from Australia. I want to say thank you to all of you. There's a very specific point about something that Shakti said. She didn't try to diagnose or anything like that. It's between her and I. And I thank you all. I'm very, 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 very touched by the impression that you lay upon my physical body. So thank you. Done. Now, we're going to speak a little bit about the Bhagavad Gita. Mandakini, actually, you started out saying it was the Guru Gita. So I got a little bit, whether it is both or... I will make sure that you get a good copy of the Gita. I will make sure of that. And... the first chapter, or the first few actually were very loosely going over different parts of the text. So it wasn't chapter one and chapter two and chapter three, not really like that. It may have been labeled like that. Even I may have labeled it like that. I probably did because Sri wouldn't have changed it. But, it would be, what you're looking for would be in number one transmission or number two transmission. And then what happened with the Gita is it started organizing itself through how I was to approach it. First off, you may think that I'm really petty for this, but I don't care. Your language, when you say you're triggered, means basically, I mean, what are you doing when you're triggered? Are you shooting yourself? What happens when you're triggered? What a strange thing to say. Not that you're a marvelous human being, and there's no question about that. It's the use of language. I'm triggered. What exactly does that mean? And why are you? And why can't you, you know, one thing I learned early on, and I'm not you and you're not me, and we are each other. One thing I learned early on when I would go to, I remember what it was. It was that crazy movie. What was it? Where that lady's head turned around and the priest came and what was that? Anyhow, I'm pretty sure you know what I mean. It was even 30 years ago. The Exorcist. When I was in the movie theater watching The Exorcist, I slid down. I put my seat up. I slid down on that mouse-ridden floor, right, because of popcorn. Mice are everywhere. And I listened to it and could not see it, which was worse than actually looking because your imagination is going, I just couldn't. And right after that, I mean, maybe even walking home, I really don't remember. It's a long time ago. That's a movie. That's Hollywood. That's a stage set. The woman who played the child exorcist, I forget her name, the child that needed an exorcist, probably got several $1 million just by playing that part. So it put, everything became, I was exorcised. Everything became very, very evident to me that there is the observer and then there's the one who is involved to the point of having opinions or mental, you know, that was me, mental, huge imaginations while I'm listening to this horror thing. So I understand. I understand. Now we go to the Gita. Krishna's speaking to Arjuna, who is a warrior and is destined to fight this war. And as Sahara had brought up in past satsangs, Arjuna encouraged this war for a long time before the Gita was brought into view by Sanjaya. And I said that Krishna gave Arjuna the highest teachings possible. Right off the bat, Arjuna was frightened, of course. Arjuna was feeling dejected. Arjuna was saying he was not going to fight. Arjuna was born warrior. And Krishna said, and I have repeated this several times in several satsangs because of, I think, I feel it's very important. When you consider it without, when you consider it like I am looking out the window and I see the clouds that are illuminated, I don't have to think about them. I see the illuminated clouds. When I listen to the Gita in that way, something falls into place. Maybe I don't know. But the analysis or the trigger or the idea of what should be, or the idea of how it should be, or why it isn't like that, is such a sorrowful filter to receptivity. Krishna said to Arjuna, Arjuna, there has never been a time, and I'm not quoting it exactly, I'm just ad-libbing. But I know what he said, and I know why he said it, and I know that it's absolutely a fact in the scheme of existence. Because, not because Krishna said it to Arjuna, but because it's evident. There has never been a time, Arjuna, when you and I have not been. There's never been a time, Arjuna, that these warriors have not been, and there is never going to be a time when you and I and these warriors will not be. It's extremely deep. There's utterly no, zero, wiped off the face of the consciousness. Attachment, an identity with a time, a body, ideas, and a lifetime. It's all completely clear that there is only one life living in the trees and the Buddha behind your head, in your heart, in the fish, in the ocean, in the sky, in the planets, in the universe. There is only but one life. And it expresses in countless, 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 countless ways throughout eternity. And that is God. And you are what you think you are is impermanent, fleeting, and who you truly are is not. Who you are is impermanent, yes, and who you truly are is imperishable. Well, I don't care if you believe it or not. Either you see it or you don't. And if you don't, it doesn't make you a bad person. And if you do, it doesn't make you a great person. You see it and you see it and you cannot deny it, period. So yogis live by that once they see it. In your letter, you said it must be a very, I think you said a very maybe mature yoga person who knows the difference between right and wrong. Actually, kindergarten. Mom and dad, putting your hand on the fire or not, stealing or not, being dishonest or not, that starts really early, really early. Now, maybe I have misunderstood something. That's very possible, very possible. However, there is a central space. And I'm going to go back to this strange illness my body has right now that is tranquil, peaceful, deep, abiding, silent, and shows everything. Reveals everything, not in the language you want, not in the ideas you want, not in the timing that you want, not in the way that you want. And is always accessible. And in that incredible tranquility, serenity, silence, bliss, peace, all one, you won't be triggered. You just listen. You don't have to analyze. You don't have to put yourself forward and say, well, it should be like this or it should be like that. Or there was an interesting part in the letter also that said that soldiers would be protectors. But that's not the way it is. I mean, it is the way it is. But they're going to kill each other for it. This is human nature. This idea that everything should be like we want it to be should prove out every minute to be absolutely false. That everything is as it is proves out every minute that that's accurate and true. Well, apparently. Why do I say apparently? Because it is an appearance. And it is an illusion. It's not just a very clever kind of spiritual thing to say. And the more you get into your opinions, your worries, your concerns, your analysis, your way of thinking that it, way it should be and should not be, the delusion of the illusion is thick, but can be thinned really quickly. That's the beauty of it. But you have to put your desire there, that you're not triggered easily, and you will be. You're going to be tested for it. You're triggered really bothers me. See, it bothers me. Here, let me shoot myself in the foot. Why are you bothered by anything that the Gita has to say? I remember someone, I don't remember who, I think I mentioned that the Gita is too moral. Well, how are you reading the Gita? And why are you laying your opinion of morality on top of it and calling the Gita moral? If it's not for you, it's not for you. That's okay. There are other marvelous, marvelous, nutritious, lovely, lovely, accurate ambrosias for your heart? No doubt. So maybe the Gita's not for you, but to lay your idea of morality on top of the Gita, or your idea of the war of Kurukshetra, how you think it should be, rather than just I don't agree or disagree. Not with life, not with you, not with the Gita, not with anything. That's called love. That's called detachment. I was just telling to the crew, Will and Antisa, Sahar and Shri, before we opened up, to actually offer anybody anything, one must be detached. How can you offer anyone anything when you're attached to your ideas, the way it should be? So that clarity of love, and this love is not dualistic, has no dualism in it whatsoever. You're not wrong to have dualistic love. It's Antisa, straighten yourself up. It's not that you shouldn't have a love between. But this, we're talking about everything I'm speaking about for years has to do with the central core of God being all there is. You will play in the illusion as you play in the illusion. And you will learn what you learn, and you will repeat what you don't learn, and it's marvelous. It is. Just be yourself. Don't be careful not to weigh yourself, measure yourself, decide what you should be. You're lovely as you are. All your foibles, all your successes, all your errors, all your learnings are extremely beautiful. Hey, Primal. You glue yourself onto any idea and you're going to have trouble. You're going to create trouble for yourself. But when you back off and realize God's at work in every subparticle, colossal, infinite universes, always. Yeah, that's it. So when you step back and you detach, there you will find an unbiased, non-dualistic love. And it comes out of the peace of your heart. Peace meaning tranquility, serenity, bliss, silence, receptivity. And it's a great teaching. I mean, it's not instantaneous. It's again like this thing that's going on with my body. This is 3 months now, huh? And it's slow, slow, little itty bitty. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, like that. I have my ideas about it, and I still have to wipe them away. And there I can not only touch that place where everything is an absolute receptivity, nothing is, not wars, not hatred, not love, not beauty, not anything is resisted. And really, this is the area that we move into in our Zazen, in our breath, so that we know that it exists within us all of the time. And sometimes it does, I mean, it often gets covered by the way we think, by our involvement, by what we think. You know, we went through this a little earlier, but you know what I mean. The blah, 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 blah. How it ought to be. Why is it like this? Huh? I stand up against Jesus or Krishna or Buddha or Guru or my own inner, exquisite God self. And I get confused. This is really a beautiful statement, I believe, was in the letter. I get confused. Not maybe I'm ad-libbing it. But anytime you get confused, be quiet. Go sing a song. Take a walk. Drop it out of your brain, if it's in your brain at all. Everything is for you and nothing is against you. Everything is for you and nothing is against you. And the question sometimes as to why, if you come up with an answer, let me know. I'll smash it for you. I'll smash it for you. Because we're better off in that tranquility where we can serve each other and the world very, very, very well just by being alive. Don't have to go and ask, well, what is my purpose and where do I do it and how come I'm not and what's wrong with me that I haven't found it? And wow, all that stuff, huh? These are all from disciples. See this? Huh? This is from a disciple. This is from a disciple, these two. This is from a disciple. It's a very beautiful painting. This Rumi is a very beautiful painting too. Everything. Everything. I have you everywhere. All over the place. And definitely in my heart. Mm-hmm. And see, we need to go over this a little bit. You must mature into this view, otherwise you'll abuse it. well, it's just an illusion. And I do have the sense that that was what the letter was coming to, is that I don't want to abuse what I do not understand, and I do not understand. I get that. However, I don't understand anything, really. I like very much, well, I like very much, who cares? Who was it? John Lennon, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. And when you do, and sometimes we get involved, it's a growing process. It's a maturing process. That was in the letter very clear that is absolutely 100%. But if we think that soldiers should be like this and they're not, well, it's a beautiful thought, but it's not like that. So why to make trouble for your heart and soul, wanting it to be like that when it's not like that? I see this a lot in spiritual community. Oh, it's, you know, it should be. Huh? Well, it's not. They should. It should. I should. Why isn't it? Gosh, I have no idea. It just isn't. I can't probe the minds of politicians and kings and queens and countries and the people and the tribes and the... I can't do any of that. I can only come from my own heart and soul. I would make a lot of mistakes just by pinning people on the wall and saying, that's the way you are. I'd never do that in the Sangha, ever. I see what people do. I see the things they go through. I see the messes they make, and I see the beauty that they come upon and the realizations that they bring to themselves out of their challenges. Could never think, oh, you're like this, oh, you're like that. Blah, 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 blah. That's why our relationship is so good, because we have that for each other. What are you thinking about, Magdalena? Why do your eyes go up to the sky? What are you thinking about? Come on. We'll get to the and not another hand goes up. Adi, did you hear that? Not another hand. Oh, as the moment I said it, another hand comes up. Unbelievable, really. Okay. Not one more. There. Why? Because we don't have all day. That's why. Go ahead.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I love you so deeply.
I love you like that too.
What I'm thinking, this is so wonderful, and this space, the unknown, and it's obvious that all thoughts, even though they are like, it's not a good word, so we can call them good or bad, or
they're just not. Hold on,
I will not say that. Stop.
Can I continue?
Yes.
I want to acknowledge what you're saying. I want to acknowledge also that the person who wrote this letter about the Bhagavad Gita actually rooted this satsang. Thank you. You're not wrong. I just want to speak about it. Huh? Thoughts are smoke. Go ahead.
I see from my experience that all thoughts or opinions or whatever takes me from the unknown. And I'm very grateful that more and more I am discovering this unknown, what we have been talking about now in satsang, through meditation, through all transmissions.
Through going to the lake and sitting, isn't it?
Yes. Everywhere. In the car, everywhere. Like meditation is to be in this, to experience the unknown and to be aware of what takes me away from it.
Okay, hold on. I want to address this. You're always in the unknown. The smoke of thoughts that I'm talking about, I think Krishna called it the smoke that covers the fire, the luminance of the fire. So you're always in the unknown, and you can never be taken away from it. I just want to clear it up.
Yeah.
And I 100% know what you're talking about. And I 100% know exactly what you're talking about. I simply want to show you another view, and you're on to it. You're on to it. You're coming to see that that is so, you know, that all the thoughts are, seem to take you away, and you seem to be put back into the unknown, but you can never leave it.
Yes.
Yes. You can think you do.
And when I experience, it's overwhelming. There is such a possibility, relaxation, and I cannot even explain what it is.
That is the point, relaxation. And one of my views is, whether you do it or not, I don't know, or whether you see it or not, I don't know, is to admit God's presence in everything, and that you are a divine, undividable being from all of life, whatever the process. And it doesn't make you sweet and fluffy little wings. No, the challenges go on. I can tell you, the challenges go on. So, and okay. They do. Thank you, God. I can't understand. This little Shanti Mai mechanism. But when we stand very clear in the unknowing, we know beyond knowing. We know that on the river in the morning are a million sparkles that come from one sun. Everything's feeding us. We know that the trees grow very beautifully on the shore, that they're being fed. So you don't even have to think about these things. You just are there in the unknown. And it begins, and the unknown is not an it. Excuse my language. Because it's direct experience, that's why. Direct experience that isn't muffled or pushed aside or decided or measured or compared or judged. Gati gati para gati para sam gati bodhisvaha. Namaste. Is there anything more that we need to discuss right now? I think not. Yes. Thank you, Magdalena. And thank you for whoever brought this letter to me. I absolutely love this letter. And I feel that this letter is so rich, we could have many satsangs based in this letter, not because of misunderstanding, just because of the smokiness. Everybody's in the right place doing what they do. If they're in the wrong place, they're in the right place because they're learning how not to be in the wrong place. Okay. Who's next? Tara. I can't hear you.
Yeah. I must have my mind. No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Arjuna is born as a warrior that kept me or that caught my attention.
Well, he's born in the Kshatriya caste. India has a caste system. We do too. We just don't call it that. So, and our birth ways are probably, well, I don't know. I don't want to get into this because it's another country and it's their way. And I can't say that I know that much about it, no matter what. Even if I read Wikipedia, I can't say I know that much about it. So, no, not knowing anything about, no, I don't want to hear any of your ideas about the caste system. This is cultural, and
what I wanted to say is that I felt this warriorhood or being able to stay in the unknown and be receptive for the knowing beyond, and I would say last moment I was receptive, but reacting. And now with this sentence.
What were you reacting about?
Informations.
Yeah, but what? Do you remember what was bothering you or what you permitted to bother you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm back in the practice, so I'm a lot confronted with
Hold on. You've gone around and around in circles. Say what you have to say. Mean what you have to mean. Say what you have to say.
Okay, I'm. Have to deal with decisions.
Kenya, hold on. Kenya, will you stay still or else turn off your camera? You're really disruptive. I'll be with you in just a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe I'm facing situations that I cannot change.
Tell you what it is. I don't want to have to guess. Tell me what you're talking about.
Yes, in the practice, for example, I have a lot of children with vaccines, so the disease is getting worse and the mindset is getting worse. And
detach.
Yes. Yes.
Detach.
Yes.
You cannot help somebody really when you're attached emotionally.
Yes.
not a clean, it's not a very clean transference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and maybe it's because of too much information that,
could be.
Yeah, and just to, for me it's helpful to feel this staying in the unknown. I don't know anything about anybody. And
well, hold on, Tara. Do you know anything about anyone?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be an idea. It doesn't have to be a philosophy. It doesn't have to be something that you have to reach. Do you know anything about anyone? I mean, do you know anything about yourself?
I don't know. I don't know anything. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
No. Don't thank me. You saw it. You.
Yes, but
remember.
Yes.
And in this way, your heart is active.
Mm.
Your thoughts are too. Well, I would say, I don't know, maybe I am on and maybe I'm off, to help as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do that. But don't. Why are you getting involved with their vaccines and their, you know, how are you helping with them? You can't help with all of this stuff on your head.
Yes.
Yeah, then you put all that stuff on top of you, that child or that person. And this is all very ethereal. You know what ethereal means?
Without, yes.
Yeah, okay. So it's very ethereal. And you put all this energy on them, poor them. Oh, what will we do? You know, one thing I found out about this incredible pain that my body goes through often, and I have a big break too. What to do?
Mm.
No, we're going to get through it. When you're crabby, you're crabby. When you're happy, you're happy. When you're this, you're this. When you're that, you're that. Give what you have. When you pray for me, if you do, don't put any of that crap on top of it.
Yes. Sorry for laughing, but I'm not clear. I'm not clear. Thank you.
I appreciate every prayer I get, even if it's stuffed with worry. When it's not stuffed with worry, it's like a blazing, soft, gentle ray of healing light.
If I can see a worry in me, then I have to deal with myself, so I'm not clear in that service then anymore. This is
That's
how
right.
I deal with worry.
That's right.
Because then something is not in balance with myself. But I'm more and more. I'm happy to
That's
connect right. with the knowing beyond, because I don't know. And then blessing is coming. Or
that's it. And give each child what you have and let them go to their parents. And don't worry about them. They have come to this world with this karma. They are living their lives. It may turn out that this whole thing could backfire, and all of these terrible, whatever they are, could actually create incredible geniuses. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. You never
Yes.
know what it takes. You never know what it gives. Mm. Particularly under the tutelage of your own hands and the love that you have in your heart. Make sure that your hands are just filled with love. And when they come in, they come in. And when they go like grandchildren. Bye. Love you. Bye-bye now. Mom's out of there. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Give with your heart, not with your thoughts. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Namaste. I'm going to go to Kenya, then to you, Aunt Isa. Yeah. What's bothering you?
Hello, Shantimai. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. What's bothering you?
So this week, I have I have seen one of my best friends while we were walking the dogs. We have been followed by a man. And then he stabbed her on her back in front of me.
Ah.
And it was on Tuesday, so...
Where did that happen?
In one of the most safe and quiet places in Italy, Abruzzo. I'm here on holidays to see her.
Is she okay?
She's home now. She came back from hospital. She's okay. Of course, traumatized and fear.
Sure.
The thing is, the guy has mental problem.
Well, obviously.
So he's facing now, he's in prison, but we know he'll be out of prison because of his mental problem. He's facing this dualism of carrying on and having him in prison because the third attempt he does in the town, but never with a knife, for the first time with a knife. Or get him free because he got a mental problem, mental health problem.
Well, that's crazy, isn't it?
It is two feelings inside, plus the fear and the trauma. And this was just at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, was not evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like some help with this emotional trauma. You know, that when you keep close your eyes and keep seeing the sin.
That. Can you write her name for me?
Yes.
And your full name? And actually his name?
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge, huge mental weight, emotional weight.
I know his first name.
Okay, good.
I don't know his second name, Alessandro.
Alessandro. What a beautiful Italy, huh? These names are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I am better. I'm not okay, but I am better.
I understand that right now. Will you move towards being completely healed of this? No matter how long it takes. Promise?
Yes.
Yeah, I want you to promise to you, not to me, but that was the point. Yeah, very, very difficult. See, this is very, I'm using the word very a lot. This is very interestingly contrasting to the Bhagavad Gita for the violence, for the illusion, for the suffering, for the misunderstanding, for the hatred, for the confusion. So a yogi, one who is seeking union with what they are already at union with, but will not admit it, lives in two worlds for a very long time. So what has been said in the beginning of this satsang is 100% accurate. And yet, the suffering and the hardship that you're going through right now and your friend is going through right now is also 100% accurate. And this is why when we go into our thoughts and we say it should be like this, why is it like that? How come it's like this? It bothers me that it's like that. Well, it bothers all of us that it's like that, but it is like that, isn't it? It is like that. It's a multi-faceted world and a multi-faceted experience. And there is an ascending out of this world with our feet still in it. And as much as it is truly an illusion, because even the event passed. Passing means illusion. It is no more. It is not an at ease dispelling that it's illusion. It's very, very powerful what you're going through. And it is illusion. And you're going to hurt. And you're going to have a heartbreak. And your friend's going to have a heartbreak. You are having that. And it is illusion. Illusion doesn't mean that you don't have the experience. Illusion means that it's an impermanent, up to the microsecond, this life. And sometimes it gives understanding, and sometimes it gives challenges of the heart that are just really hard to bear. Will you tell your friend, you send me the names, please, or you can say them, the names now, Antisa can write them down, that there are many people who are with her for her mental and emotional stability, and that she will eventually reap something incredible in her inner world, her inner heart, through this situation that's absolutely terrible. It's the way our world is now. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you.
Oh, we're all with you.
Thank you.
Is it true?
Yes.
It is. Yeah. So you send us the name and I'll put it out on a letter. I have a couple other names for prayer. Just make a little list of these beings that they may recover, that they may be well of health. They may have happiness, that they, whatever you feel.
Thank you, Saint Mai.
Thank you, too. God bless you.
God bless you with all my love.
Me, too.
Which is massive. Bye.
Namaste. Antisa? Strong satsang.
Very touching.
Deep. You know, the thing about this is too, whatever is seen I was very happy with Tara seeing rather than just philosophizing, but philosophizing is really good until you see. That this happened to Kenya's friend does not make it not illusion. And that this happened to Kenya's friend does not, cannot be dismissed by the fact that it is illusion. Do you see what that is?
It's amazing.
It's a mystery. It's a profound and deep mystery. And when we love our way through it and learn that love is unmistakably, undeniably, undefinable, then we have reached into ourselves in a very yogic manner, I would say. Yeah, you can't dismiss because it's illusion, and you can't say it's not illusion because of these stark experiences. It's
illusion for us.
Go ahead.
Everything is for us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you have your hand up about?
I wanted to speak about Sangha and also share my gratitude for Sangha.
Yes.
We've spoken about it before. I think a year and a half ago, I had kind of a relatively large illumination about how powerful Sangha is, in particular, our Sangha. And you say often you have, that Maharaja used to tell you that you have the best Sangha in the world, and I totally agree. And I didn't always agree, but I definitely.
Well, they'll bring you what you need, and what they need will be brought to them as well.
Yeah.
So
I've had a very powerful experience in the last week or so around, I mean, longer than a week, but the sort of realizations around how powerful Sangha actually is.
Yes.
Have really penetrated the surface in a very palpable way for me. And I feel, you know, the term deliverance?
Yes.
I feel like I have been delivered once again to both our Sangha, Sacha Sangha, and also to my Sangha with my students, and in a way that has shown me what love is, that is beyond words.
It is.
And so unbelievably humbling, the way that Sangha shows us both who we are and who we are not. They show us who, what love truly is experientially in a way that is unmistakable. And to me, right now in this moment, it feels like the most important thing on the planet.
Can be.
And
certainly is one of the elements in the life. It's one of the jewels of Buddhism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they kick ass really hard and
yeah.
Really stupidly, really foolish. Like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing it like that? You know? Yes. And then you find out, well, I can't condone it, but something's working.
Huh? Yes. Yeah, sometimes you're like, what?
And then there's other times where the Sangha is like, and I see this mostly around the Sangha anyhow, that they're just, I was sent, somebody didn't write to me, but they sent me a really wonderful drawing of a person and all these light beings around the person in prayer and in compassion for the central figure. And I see our Sangha very much like that. that they're really like they're like a circle of angelic types.
Yes.
And really a pain in the rear sometimes. Unbelievable, right? But always immediately somehow return to this, like this, like that. And everybody gets exactly what they need from Sangha.
Yes.
And that should not put any puff in anyone's irritable kind of, let me push this on to you. Everyone should be, must be, in one way or another. Now I'm exactly in the same place as the person who wrote the letter about the Gita. Everyone must eventually have gratitude for this family. Then it works even better. Go ahead. No.
I feel my own experience with our Sangha, I think being one of the younger people in Sangha, is that it has opened up an experience that I haven't had anywhere else in my life, where I have such reverence for the elders, and the elders have been have served me in ways that I don't think I could ever get anywhere else in my life.
We have younger people than you, by the way.
I know. Yes,
and we have a lot of people than you. Yeah. No, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's like a rock polisher in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Tumble, and
it's like being a stone in the Ganga.
Yes, that's even better. It's like being a stone in the Ganges. That's right. Better than a rock tumbler. You have to add all this stuff to them. Now, it's right. The smoothness of the grace that blows upon you due to your guru bhai, your sangha, your way. Travelers side by side within each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sangha is very important.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I'm really glad you did. let's start with Kenya. Let's start with offering a light of grace onto her, and we'll get her name. And I want also Santosh in Australia to, we start offering him healing prayers again. He's going through some, and please continue your goodness towards my body. I'm fine. My body is not fine. So.
Gonna get better.
It's getting better. It's the increments are like that. And it's really like why it just can't get over, but it can't. So there it is.
Shanti Ma, you teach us so much about how to be with pain in this.
Well, I tell you, the day that Adhikari wrote the letter was by far one of the most excruciating moments I've ever lived in my life. And when the letter went out for the prayer, there was a marked change by the next day. Marked change. Marked. So I appreciate and the love that you give to me, to Kenya, to Nora Arjuna's family, to Santosh. I mean, there is just a list that goes, it just goes on and on and on, you know. So
you've said once something that has always really stayed with me is that I think someone in satsang at one point said, talking about the power of prayer, and if prayer really worked, why would the world be the way that it was? And your response is that there are hundreds of thousands of people who are praying 24 hours a day. What we wouldn't know what the world was like without that, actually. So
yeah,
how
that's right.
Working and,
that was Sahara's point at one point, because Maharaji has some really tough disciples, really tough. I mean, really tough. Like, you would never know why they're even in an ashram, you know? And I love them, and I see the goodness in them, and I also see the real, like, why are you in an ashram, you know? So Prem Baba was saying, why does Maharaji have so many hard people around him? And Sahara told Prem Baba, he said, what would these people do without Maharaji? Where would they be?
Yeah.
And yeah, so, you know, things are the way they are, whether we like it or not, whether we agree or not.
Oh.
Everything is for us. Nothing is against us. Kenya, you'll see this. This is not the time to see this. This is a time for your heart to feel the pain of the situation. God bless you. You write to me the names. So we
I
can
think Sahara has already sent them to you, Shantumai.
Okay, good. Well, we go to Premo now, huh?
Namaste.
Namaste. I'm just rubbing my face because it feels so good. Anyhow. Give it some color, you know. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Sudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva
Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Narayana He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva
Love you all. And Sangeet, next time you come to meditation, don't be looking me over while everybody's eyes are closed. I love you, Mandakini Rumi. I love you all. Everyone. Namaste, everyone. Keep your prayers for us all, the whole Sangha, the whole world, all of us. Keep them very clean and very clear. Namaste.